This is a doctor in the Ozarks. She is in charge of the entire medical facility, and she's doing a local interview, and they're talking about coming in and getting vaccinated. And she reveals this very interesting little tidbit that, after she revealed it, blew up on social media, because apparently this is going on all over the country. Let me let her tell you what she found.
I work closely with our pharmacists who are leading our vaccine efforts through our organization. And one of them told me the other day that they've had several people come in to get vaccinated who have tried to sort of disguise their appearance and even went so far as to say, please, please, please don't let anybody know that I got this vaccine. I don't want my friends to know, but I don't want to get COVID. I want to get the vaccine. But they're very concerned about how their people that they love within their family and within their friendship circles and their work circles are going to react if they find out that they got the vaccine.
Okay, so that's what she said. And this reverberated all around the country. Suddenly, this has been blown up. She's just casually saying, you know, in this little area of the Ozarks where I work at our hospital, you know, we've found this and our pharmacist has found this, that people are coming in disguise. Well, apparently this is now a thing. There are all these doctors and nurses that are like, hi, that's my life. Hi, that's my story. People. Okay, so picture this. You live in an environment with people that either don't trust the government, they're anti-vaxxers, or whatever the situation is. They have been told by their peers, by their parents, whomever, not to get vaccinated, that it's dangerous, it's a lie, it's bullshit, whatever. But they're reading all these stories, and they might at this point know somebody who died of COVID, and they're scared shitless. So now they want to get vaccinated, but they don't want the shame, and they don't want the crap from their family. They just don't want to deal with them. You know how that is. You know, your family is on you. You don't want to deal with it. They are literally coming in disguise. They're going into vaccination centers wearing, like, I don't know,
like a mustache. Fake glasses.
Yeah, like the mustache, the fake glasses. I don't, like, coming in full costume, like it's Halloween.
Making up names.
Yeah. Well, you can't make up a name. You got to give your actual ID, but.
But you don't.
So that people don't recognize you. Imagine if you go in there and your neighbor sees you. And they know that you come from, like, an anti-vaxxer family, they're going to run home and be like, I saw your daughter in the vaccination center yesterday. So they don't want that to happen.
They're not going to run home. They're going to put it on social media immediately and call you out right then.
Right. Yeah. I wonder, like, how deep the disguise goes. Like, if I would do it, I would come as Carrie. But, like, after the pig's blood is thrown on her at the end, I would come in like that.
Me, it'd be like the hood over the head and, you know, kind of sneaking in. Now, I mean, there's a lot of places you can get it now. I mean, you can go to CVS. You can go to all different types of places. So
no, but somebody from CVS might recognize you. The pharmacist might recognize you. So you want to make sure that you're not recognized. They're wearing full-on costumes.
Is that where we are now as a society? We have to hide from getting a shot?
Yes, to take care of yourself in our society now, to take care of yourself and the people around you, to make sure you don't die of COVID, you have to dress up like Harley Quinn. Yes, that is where we are right now.
It's kind of hot. So you just tell them, here's my ID, but, you know, slide me the piece of paper and I'm going to hide it when I get home.
One nurse that responded to this said that somebody came in, they really went full on because they live in a society and in a little enclave where nobody was getting vaccinated, whether it was religious or whatever, but they really want to be vaccinated, that they went on, they had a fake chin and a fake nose, like you get that. And they said the funny thing is they were so nervous and sweating that the nose was like hanging off. It wasn't, they were like sweating off the glue, and you can see the fake nose.
Makeup artist.
Yeah, like they're not makeup artists. They literally went to like their local, I don't know what Ricky's
Halloween
is,
store. All over
the country, Halloween store, and got like a witchy nose.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I hate that we're like that as a society, that you have to hide something like that, that you want to do for yourself.
Right. But it's fun to dress up. I feel like any excuse to dress up, if it's to go get vaccinated, all the better. But I think that's fun to go dress up and not be recognized. I mean, how often do we remember we used to go out all the time and go food shopping and people would see us who knew us from the neighborhood and everybody wants to talk? You know, it'd be, I gotta say, I live in a neighborhood that I've lived in for a long time. My boyfriend's lived here for 20 years. I would love to go out once in a while and just not keep bumping into people. So I'd like to go out in full costume just one day.
Well, there was a couple of people on Facebook that I would look at their photos and they would dress up for Halloween. And they every Halloween, they would be something different. It would be a pirate, a, you know, a vampire. And all. And I look at them and go, I wish I could be that type of person that could do that. I could never dress up and then go out. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I think it would be something cool. It'd be right down my alley.
Right.
I don't know. I've never done it.
You're too self-conscious. That's why. Because you'd feel too stupid standing there with like fake fangs.
Yeah. But I appreciate people that can do that because I'm like, oh, look, they're doing it as a couple. It's cool. They're Gomez and Morticia. How great is that? I just never could do that.
Before COVID, the year before COVID, Joe and I went to a Halloween party of two of our closest friends. So we had to go and we want to go. We wanted to see them. And the Halloween theme was dress as your favorite murderers. So you actually had to be a murderer, a serial killer.
Do you have to have a favorite?
Well,
what does that mean that you have a favorite? John Wayne Gacy. Awesome.
Well, we really went all out because we heard, we asked around like what other people were going to be. And there were some really funny ones. Like some people went as, some people went as like the serial killer and their victim. So you got
that's hilarious.
Yes. I thought that was kind of funny.
I'm OJ. This is Nicole.
There was an OJ and Nicole. Oh, it's funny you would say that. Yeah, there was an OJ and Nicole. And it was perfect because it was a mixed race couple, so it worked. It was dark but funny because and they did it really well.
That's hilarious.
So we had to make sure that we weren't going to show up like anyone else. So we went as Jenny McCarthy and Dr. Andrew Wakefield. I was Jenny McCarthy, obviously, and my boyfriend was Dr. Andrew Wakefield.
Then you have to explain, though.
No, it was. Are you kidding? I showed up looking just like her. I had the blonde wig. I had her little stupid outfits on. I had the stupid glasses she wears. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend, because he dressed up, he wore like a doctor's uniform, doctor's coat, and he held a book with him that said "Vaccination for Dummies,"
mm-hmm.
and a name badge that said Dr. Wakefield, so people knew that he was the anti-vaxxer doctor.
That's a really screwed up party.
It was fun. So no, we ate eyeballs. She made a really cool food. Like she has a friend who's like one of these food dressers, like works for commercials, and mm-hmm. she dresses up food for commercials. So she made all this really cool stuff. Like we literally were eating intestines and eyeballs and things like that. I mean, they were meatballs, but they looked like eyeballs. It was awesome. So yeah, they did. They really went all. They go all out. They're like you. They love Halloween. That's their one holiday.
I love Halloween, but when it comes to glorifying serial killers, unless it's Dexter and his sister, because that's fake. It's not real. But when you start doing real people and you're Jeffrey Dahmer and you're eating meat walking around a party, I think that's wrong. Because that's a real person.
It was come as your favorite murderer. So it wasn't necessarily serial killers. But there were some very dark ones there. Like one of the couples, I thought this was very clever, but very dark. They went as JFK Jr. and his airplane.
See, it just goes downhill.
I know. There's it was very dark, good. But it was a really good costume.
No, I like the parties when I go and the person is a one night stand. You know, under a nightstand, and right. This is one. That's cute. It's not the Boston bomber.
Right. My friends are insane. You know that. You know my friends are insane. Yeah, right. But luckily, nobody chose that one. Thank God. The Boston bomber and a pressure cooker. That's something that they would have done. These are dark people.
You walk up, you go, oh, you're...
And the scary thing is, most of them have children. So they go home to their kids wearing these sick costumes.
But the bad thing is, if you want to dress up as a serial killer, you call Cooper to find out who to dress as because you know all of them.
All of them.
You study all of them.
Well, it's your passion. Them, but I yeah, it's my passion. I definitely enjoy it.
That's kind of screwed up.
Well, I like the profiling and the profile stuff, but most serial killers, that's the problem, is most of them kind of look regular. So it's not exciting. That's why it's not exciting to go as a serial killer and their victim. You have to actually go as somebody that is a costume. Because if you went as like, I mean, the only one you can go as is John Wayne Gacy because you can dress like a clown. But other than him, you know, what are you going to go as? Dylan and Klebold? You know, somebody did, though. They went as Dylan and Klebold. They wore the trench coat mafia. They did the whole thing.
Oh, it was great. See, there you go. It was a
don't come. You know what?
You just went right downhill.
If I invite you to a party, don't say no.